It is time to talk to Katie Humphrey, president of the world. Now, president of the board of the Bell City Brass Works. And, I gave you a promotion.
Well, that was nice. Yeah, good morning, Dan.
Yeah, we always need a new president of the world. Now, how many bands are you involved with?
Three.
Bell City Brass Works, Racine Concert Band, and?
Kenosha Pops.
What, do they ever coincide where you got to be at the same place at the same time?
Occasionally there's can be a slight conflict for rehearsals, but the directors talk to each other and adjust typically. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but they all get along. A lot of us play in all three, so.
Well, then you got to do that Superman thing where he divides himself.
Right. If only that were possible.
Yeah, man, Superman could do that. He could divide himself and be in two places at one time.
Right.
Only in the magazine and the movie. You can do it on a TV show, though.
I'd love to give that a try, though.
The Bell City Brass Works. Now, you've been in business for how long? How many seasons?
This is our 36th season.
Wow.
And we're right at the tail end of it. Our upcoming concert is the last one of this season.
Now, who put it together? Give a little history of it, can you?
Oh, I didn't bring those notes with me, but basically...
What, do you think you were going to come here and just waltz through this segment? No.
Gosh. All right. So... there were a lot of musicians in town that obviously knew each other because they played in different groups together. A lot of the core of the Bell City Brass Works came from the drum corps community. A lot of those people knew one another. And then the other kind of hub was the music department at UW Parkside. So a lot of people knew each other from there. A lot of us were students of Johnny Hemkes, who taught a lot of brass students in both Racine and Kenosha. So Gary King and Ken, I can't think of his last name.
Ken. Okay.
Ken, you know him. They were the founders, and they got everything organized. I do have a tub of all the old minutes and things, and there's a lot of great information in there. If only I had brought it with me. I did have a cheat sheet, but I didn't bring that either. But anyway, they started playing together and built up this band. And the two of them have now passed away, the founders. But the rest of us are still keeping on, and I would say actually getting better and better.
Okay, now, you do not have any, in all the bands you're in, there isn't one violin.
That is true. I occasionally sub for the Parkside Community Orchestra, and when I'm there, there are strings. I have nothing against strings, but...
Well, let's see, concert band, Brass City Pops, sounds like you have something against.
Not really. A lot of the musicians do play in the orchestra on a regular basis.
Now, how many instruments do you play?
Just two. French horn is my main instrument, and I play piano.
You do play piano. Okay.
Not well, but I do play piano.
Now, I told you before we went on the air, I'm taking piano lessons now for, seems like years, and I just don't practice enough. And that's the way you got to learn. I understand it. My wife is teaching me, and she teaches a 12-year-old girl. My 12-year-old girl is like a concert pianist already, and I'm like, let's see. Mary had a... Actually, I'm beyond that. But I learned to play with two hands now.
That's great.
Now, here's what I never expected when I learned to play. There were two staffs. There's the treble clef staff and the bass staff. And you got to look at them at the same time.
And they're doing different things, right?
And here's what I found out. Where the G clef is on the top scale, the G note is not on the bottom scale in the same spot.
That's correct.
And I'm trying to compute all this information while I'm playing, and it's very, very difficult. I mean, my brother saw Lady Gaga in concert for 2.5 hours in New York on the piano, just playing the piano, show tunes, whatever her hits were, and no music on there, just from her brain playing with... he said it was just amazing to watch Lady Gaga play this piano for her concert.
You've just made a wonderful argument for music and education. Because it's good for your brain.
It must be, because she has no music in front of her. I saw her at the Oscars once playing the music from The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
There's no music in front of this woman. She's just playing it.
Yeah, I never was that person, but I need music to play.
So I got to the point now where I can actually not have to look at the keys, where I can look at the music. My eyeballs are going up and down, up and down. I don't know. I just don't have that musicality in me like some people do.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for trying it.
Now, I know when I see Mark Eichner conduct the concert band, he's got like 16 staves of music for each instrument in front of him. I mean, that's a lot to keep your eye on.
Yeah, I don't know how conductors do that. But they study. It's called a score when it's got parts in one sheet. And they have to know it. They can't be just reading it. So
let's talk about your next concert with the Bell City Brass Works. It is the Music of España, which is Spain.
That's right. So it's on Sunday, June 8th at 3 o'clock at UW Parkside in the Rita Talent Pickin Regional Center for the Arts and Humanities, which is right on campus, kind of near the athletic building. We play in the Francis Bedford Concert Hall, which is probably the best venue in the whole area. It's beautiful. Aesthetically, acoustically, everything about it is wonderful. A lot of us actually got to know Frances Bedford when we were students there at Parkside. So she was a harpsichord player. She taught group piano to music majors, among other things. And we all just really respected her. And she was very generous to the music department. And while she was still alive, donated money for that theater. And she was often in attendance at our concerts there. And she just, within the last 2 years, she passed away. But she left a wonderful legacy, and I think of her every time.
I mean, that's all you can do with your life. Leave something behind that will last. I mean, you can't, you know, what can you do?
Yep.
So that's great. I see one of the songs, Malagueña.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's every Spanish theme concert has to have Malagueña. Yeah. Can you play Lady of Spain?
No.
Oh!
No. But
everybody who learns the accordion has to learn Lady of Spain.
But Malagueña has some great horn parts in it that are very prominent, so you have to come and hear it. But.
Yeah, Malagueña. What are some of the other tunes we're going to hear?
We're going to hear Children of Sanchez, which is a Chuck Mangione chart. Amparito Roca. Festa de la Vida, pardon my attempt at these words, but they're
you don't have to pronounce them, just have to play them.
They're wonderfully spirited Latin music. You can't help but feel it. Doug programs the music and does a beautiful job. Doug Johnson is who I'm referring to. He's our music director and conductor. He's been with the band 26 years, I think it is. And he knows us well. He pushes us to play advanced music.
Who programs these concerts?
Doug.
Oh, he does everything.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he gets some help from some of the.
But you have to get the music rights to all this stuff too. That's
the Brass Works has developed a very extensive music library.
Okay.
And so it's stuff that we've purchased. Most of our music comes from the British brass band. Brass bands were a big thing in Britain. There were a lot of towns that would have their own brass band. It was kind of like having a sports team. They would compete against each other. And there's specific instrumentation that those bands are created to do. There weren't French horns in those bands. There was something called alto horns. So we have French horns, which is also a way to do it. But those arrangements, we purchase those, and then we have smart people that transpose for the French horn to play alto horn parts. So the alto horn is at a little different key. Maybe you haven't learned about keys yet.
No.
Anyway, there's some magic that has to happen before we're able to read the music. But anyway, we've got quite a library of tunes, and we continue to purchase new music also. So we're still growing.
Well, people don't realize radio stations, we have to pay for all the music we play. It's not free.
Right.
You don't just put a song on the radio. There's like BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, all these music rights organizations.
Yep.
And even churches, when they play music, they're supposed to be paying for that music. Most do.
And we all do. I mean, you have to.
And any public performance of a song, that's how the writers, not the performers, but the writers get their money.
Yep.
And there are people watching out for that stuff, and they report you if you're doing a public performance, and the people at BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC get after you real fast.
That's right.
To get their money.
I mean, there's a certain point in time when that expires, but none of us all live that long.
Yeah, the songs we're playing don't expire very soon. We're playing all the hits. Katie Humphrey is here from Bell City Brass Works, and you have some more brass facts, right?
I do.
Like brass facts.
Right. So I found my notes I was kind of floundering about earlier to try to find. So when the group first started, it was April 20th, 1988. And this was the flyer that tried to attract local brass players. Pucker up and bring your horn and a music stand. Bell City's going to have a brass band. So they met for the first time at Tradewinds Village in Uptown, which is long gone. But bring your brass down. So so the group now has 9 women and 33 men. So I am a minority in the group. I don't know. Maybe more men play brass instruments. We're aged... the youngest member is 26. The oldest is 97.
97?
97. So the Fountain of Youth exists.
90? I hope at 97 I know what an instrument is. Wow.
So we've got people, the longevity of the group. I did a little survey of everybody to get these facts. There's 4 that have been in a year, 10 that have been in 2 to 5 years, 5 that have been in 6 to 10 years, 7 that have been in 11 to 20 years, and more than 20 years is 14. And I'm in that group.
Oh, good for you. Let's give a quick review of what's coming up. The Music of España. Give me the dates, times. The admission is free, but there's going to be a pass around if you want to donate.
Right. Yeah. So it's Sunday, June 8th at 3 o'clock in the Francis Bedford Concert Hall at UW Parkside. Admission is free. We do a free will offering. All of us are volunteers, so we do get some help from this particular concert from Roger Palman Chevrolet of Union Grove, so I should mention that. And typically this concert is out in Union Grove at the high school, but we're at Parkside, which is great, but the reason we're not at Union Grove is they had some planned construction of their school. And we could get in the building, but there would be no parking. So.
And you had to help construct and, bring a ladder and hammer and saw.
Right.
You had to work for it.
We're musicians. We don't do that.
And it's right next to Petrifying Springs because I go there all the time to load up on their aquifer water for my wife.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So we go there and I pass the theater every time on my way out. Yep. I go through that little curve.
And that's a good landmark. If you're not familiar with the UW Parkside campus, we're in the building that's on kind of that side of the campus.
The Springs Inn. Well, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
The Music of España.
Yes.
The Music of Spain.
Please come. You'll be inspired.
Yeah. Do we have to castanets and everything? You're bringing the castanets there?
Oh, the percussion. We do have percussion. Yeah. So in addition to the brass, we do have percussion to support
castanets?
Us. And yeah, they've got lots of cool stuff going on back there.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
And of course, we'll see you again with the concert band kicking off in July, the Racine Concert Band.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. Katie Humphrey, who's the president of the board of the Bell City Brass Works. She's also on the Kenosha Pop. She's also at the Racine Concert Band, the New York Philharmonic, the...
Hardly.
All these bands and groups, you got to keep track of them. Thank you, Katie.